Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow. Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job. Go on.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. And you know what? I know it. I knew it. I messed up.
What happened?
The camera fell, and I don't see you. We got to figure that out.
I'm having a bad hair day.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you got me?
Yeah, we lost another camera in here, but we'll figure it out. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm fired up about tonight. We got a debut. Shout out Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, yes, we do.
That was bad.
Rafael Devers. Tonight, the Giants, they play the Guardians. Let me tell you what's going on today. At 2:30, we'll have the press conference live with Rafael Devers. 2:30, that'll be on the Willard and Dib show. And the trade is now 2 days in the making, Goo. And now's when we're starting to get a lot of reaction. A lot of people in Boston, around the league. Talking about this trade and the ups and the downs of it, the positives, the negatives. How are you feeling a day after the trade, essentially, or 2 days after the trade?
Okay, so we're not in Beantown, and I understand the Luka and the Boston fans being upset. I get that because this is odd, but the bottom line, Steiny, I told you when I came in, you and Evan, I think this is the best trade in Bay Area history because what you're getting for 8 years – is something you did not have. And I love Chapman. I love Ramos. And Webb is the guy, but I always just have a thing about a pitcher, you know, pitching once every 5 days, not being that, I got to be careful here, that Jeff Kent or Barry Bonds-esque type of guy that the fans could see every night. So, Steiny, I'm super duper excited for that part of now the Giants and Bay Area fans have a bopper, a heavyweight to look forward to with the bat in the middle of that lineup. And then you tell me if I'm crazy, you know I'm a nerd. I'm looking forward to the presser at 2:30 to, you know, just to see what he has to say. Like, that's how excited I am.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, and we're going to get into a lot of sound today. Willard and Dibs had Zach Manassian on yesterday, the general manager of the San Francisco Giants. And here's the one thing that's apparent at this point.
Okay.
And I don't know if it matters at all. It probably doesn't, but it's pretty clear they haven't even talked to Devers yet. Like they haven't even.
What's that look like though, Steiny? What do you got to talk about?
Well, you're gonna have to talk about a position. You're gonna have to talk about how he feels about where he wants to hit. If he wants to DH, if he has any aspirations of playing the field, would he want to play third while Chapman's hurt?
Would
knowing
you?
Knowing that, I don't know. I don't know what this guy is made of. I don't know what makes him tick. You know, everybody, the perception seems to be that he felt disrespected in Boston, and that's why he wasn't keen on playing first base. Maybe the situation will change here in San Francisco, and he'll be open to it. But it's clear, and I said this yesterday, This was a move where Buster Posey clearly said, we can acquire a player who is so good that we'll figure out how to use him and where to use him, and that's Bob Melvin's job. But just know this, he's going to be playing every day as long as he's healthy. We'll just figure out where to play him.
Yeah, and I love that. But also, too, I was being a little baseball selfish yesterday, you know, saying I want to see him in the field, but the bottom line is they got him 98% for what he does with the bat and what he'll do for this, hopefully, do for this offense. So with that there, Steiny, I'm with you. And I'll say this, it just has so many similarities to the Jimmy Butler deal in regard to, you know, it got toxic in Miami, and I felt like him from a personal standpoint was, get me anywhere, you'll get the best version of me. So I guess I could see Devers not wanting to hold down third, knowing I'm kind of just holding it down until Chappie gets back. So it is what it is, but as long as they got him in the lineup, you know, they can stop this two-game losing streak. And, you know, I keep forgetting, Steiny, this is baseball dumb. There's a season still going, and the Giants are in the midst of a magical one, and hopefully this will be the move to put them over the top.
Yeah, and, you know, yesterday the Red Sox front office talked to the media, and they used apparently they used this word 9 times. The word is alignment, and they said they needed to get into alignment. In other words, Devers wasn't aligned with the goals of the team, and it feels like they just wanted to get off a guy that they felt like really didn't want to be there. Apparently, he never asked for a trade, but was open to a change of scenery. So, you know, we'll find out what kind of player the Giants get, but I got to believe they're going to get a player that wants to be here more than he wanted to be in Boston.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's the word. Shout out Bob, RIP, Bob Hope. But, you know, Stoudy, I just threw out to you, and it's just fun thinking about all the trades, Jeff Kent, and I know Kevin Durant came to the Bay, but he was a free agent signing. But as far as a trade, are you on the same street with me or any Giant fan that thinks, you know what, this might be the best one in the Bay ever?
Well, I mean,
he lives up to who he's been, because he's had so much success in Boston. That's why I just keep thinking about, man, if I was running that team, there's no way, because things went bad and we brought in Bregman, who plays your position, I would have finessed it to where talent like that would never have left.
Well, I mean, Boston also thinks they've got some good young players that...
And one of them homered last night.
Yeah, and...
Rome.
You know, maybe they're trying to make room for some younger players. Obviously, a big part of the deal was getting off the $255 million that Boston owed him. But the one thing that... And man, there's been a lot out there today, and we're gonna get into a lot of it. But I did see a little bit of pushback from some experts, because it felt like yesterday this was a great move for the Giants. Not that I don't think it still is, but you know, there's been some criticism about the move and where it leaves the Giants. We'll get all into that on the other side. But as far as some of the greatest trades in Bay Area history, I mean, that's a good one. We can open it up to the listeners on that one. I mean, the first one that came to mind for me just was the Christian McCaffrey trade.
Oh, man.
For the 49ers. They picked him up in the middle of the season.
And how did that work out? And
it's worked out pretty well. The 49ers obviously ended up going to a Super Bowl with McCaffrey, and that one worked out pretty good for just a slew of draft picks. We got the Devers trade. Obviously, we got to see how that shakes out, but you would think that the Giants may have just acquired their best hitter in 15, 20 years.
Man, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, if he can continue to do what he's done for his career in Boston.
Yeah, and I always give, I'm going Warriors here, I always give Joe Lacob credit for blowing past all the aprons. And you could say what you want about Lacob. I don't know what you could say that there would be a negative, but the bottom line, Steiny, is he has always opened the wallet. And I'm just thinking about what we talked about yesterday. Buster opened the wallet, or the ownership opened the wallet for Adamas, extended Chapman, and then you go do this. So just from, you know, the chicken standpoint, Buster's, you know, at the casino, at the gambling poker table, all in.
Yeah, I'm interested to know, not only from you, Goo, but from Giants fans, you know, what are the expectations for this team right now, as opposed to what they may have been, let's say, Saturday or Sunday before the trade occurred? Because
go ahead.
The way I look at it is, you know, the Giants had been playing their best baseball of the season, and whether it was the start of the season or whether it was after their 12-4 start or whether it was during this weekend, I think a lot of Giants fans looked at this team and thought, you know what, we can be a playoff team. There's no doubt about it. And from that respect, obviously, if I'm a Giants fan, I think we can make the playoffs even more so at this point, or, you know, we've just bettered our odds of making the playoffs. But what about after that? Like, the way I look at baseball is the first thing you got to do is get in, and then we'll see what happens. So it's a long way for me, Guru, of saying, like, my expectations haven't really changed that much.
I want to know why, because I feel like there's pressure now, and that's the good pressure for the Jets. Like, it was a cute story. Where is it going? Do they got to stay in power? But now, Stoney, I feel like Melvin, you know, he's not, come on now. But the bottom line is, hey, you got the groceries now. Let's cook. The meal should be tasting exquisite.
I'm just saying the reality was this was expected to be a playoff team this season before they made any moves.
But and now even if before it's they not made with this trade, don't you think people will be upset?
I think people were going to be disappointed whether they missed the playoffs with Devers or without Devers.
Yeah.
But 888-957-9570 is the number. How have your expectations changed for this Giants season? Coming up today, we got a great show. We've got Scotty Osler,
Scott,
of the San Francisco Chronicle. He's going to join us at 11 o'clock. We've got Jim Bowden, former Cincinnati Reds executive. He's going to join us in the 12 o'clock hour. Hey, the Valkyries, they take on the Dallas Wings today at 5 o'clock, and you can hear the game on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries and tune in at 5 o'clock for all the action. And tomorrow, we're going to be giving you a chance to go see Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. They play them on Thursday. All you got to do is listen between noon and 12:30 tomorrow for your chance to see one of the greatest players in sports. That's Caitlin Clark. You can also listen to the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Or for tickets, go to Valkyries.com. That segment also brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His first career walk-off home run for Rafael Devers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that's Jason Benetti, Fox Sports. And Rafael Devers hopefully makes his debut tonight. I don't see why he wouldn't. He's going to talk to the media today at 2:30. Get to know everybody here in the Bay. And then we got a ball game tonight against the Cleveland Guardians with Robbie Ray on the hill.
And then after this series, the Bay is popping. Caitlin will be here Thursday. God, I wish I could go see her play. But with that said, Boston, Devers' former team will be in town. So that's going to be off the chains, Donnie.
Yeah, and we're talking about the expectations for the Giants and whether or not they've changed. And I don't think I'm doing a great job of explaining myself here. And it's, they got better, you would think,
all right,
for sure. They already thought they were a playoff team, most likely a wild card. Now, does it open up the division for them? Maybe. That remains to be seen. I'd like to see them play some baseball for a month or two, and then that'll come into focus. But what I'm talking about, Goo, is the idea that with Devers,
right,
if they make the playoffs, does that give the Giants a more tangible crack at a run if they were to make the postseason? And now I guess what I'm asking is it not enough just to make the postseason with this team?
That's beautiful, and I understood you when you first said it, but this is just me now. I had them as far as what would be constitute a successful season for the Giants, just getting in. Now, Steiny, and we know this, you can win a World Series without winning the division. You just want an invite to the party. But with this addition, now when it's all said and done and we look back on the Giants, I don't feel like now they're anemic offensively. And I know this is just one guy, but now whatever happens, let's just say they don't win a series, I think everything has changed in a good way, but we can step back and fans can be upset. And there's nothing wrong with expectations in sports, but I think with this move, the money involved, this guy's going nowhere. Devers, he is a cornerstone. I feel like now we could come over the top from the top rope in regard to disappointment and then going Dick Tracy as to finding out why and who's to blame if somehow they get in and don't win a round, you know? So that's what I love about it now, the standards and the expectations just to me, Steiny, like they've gone up like a bunch.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to, let's start out with JJ. JJ's in San Jose, wants to talk about the expectations and the excitement level. Hey, JJ, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm excited because the Giants are getting a baller, all-star player, I believe. But, you know, the fact that I think for a casual fan, and I'm speaking for casual baseball fans, a lot of guys forgot who Rafa Devers, I believe, like I forgot he was on that World Series team. Granted, I'm not watching Red Sox ball a lot, but the fact that the baseball guys are saying, no, this is a steal, this is amazing, this is crazy, I think we're going along for the ride. But deep down, you know, it's kind of like Goose said, you know, you got the groceries now, like all you got, you know, you got to go cook. Well, my fear is that we might not have the right kitchen, quote unquote, ballpark to cook like how we want them to cook. I just, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we haven't seen a power bat in 20 years since the great Barry Bonds. It's almost like the curse of Barry Bonds, 20 years going to trying to find a guy that can hit the ball all over the park. And so because we haven't seen that in so long, I'm not going to put that kind of pressure on the young man, even though he is capable or we think he's capable of delivering like that. So they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're still going to be on the upward trajectory to make some noise in the playoffs. But to all of a sudden expect to have the park rocking all the time now because we got a guy that did it on the East Coast with the Red Sox, I still think the main hurdle is how he can adjust to our ballpark. And if he could do that, then we'll really be on, and then we'll be rolling.
Yeah, no, that's and thanks for the call, JJ. Appreciate it. And that's you know, that's what remains to be seen. Is he going to be able to put up numbers that are comparable to the numbers he put up in Boston? If that's the case, the Giants got an incredible player. If he's not the same player as he was in Boston, you still got a pretty darn good player because
right.
on this particular team, he's going to be one of the top three hitters. You would figure it's going to be Chapman, it's going to be Adames, it's going to be Devers. You hope that Devers is the best of the three, but I think I'm kind of with you, Goo. I don't know how many homers he's going to hit, but how do you value a bat in the middle of the of the order? What it does to the guys around you, and then not everything's got to be a home run. I mean, right. It's really about how many guys he can drive in.
No
essentially.
Doubt. Yeah, and that's why I'm excited. And I'll just say this to that, Stein. You didn't even mention Ramos, but I this is how I feel. The threat of Devers in that lineup, everybody most nights might get pitched differently now because you got that threat. But it'll all come out in the wash in regard to this guy right now on paper is yours for 8.5 years. And Stein, if somehow he can't get acclimated to third and King and playing in that ballpark, that's a problem that's got to be rectified. But as far as our caller, and I love what he said in regard to using my analogy about the kitchen, the beautiful thing about when this trade happened is we're going to get a lot of baseball games before the deadline, so you can still grocery shop if you see something, you need to tinker with something. So who's to say the Giants are done adding? And my main man, Austin in San Jose, is coming at me, Stein. He says, Goo, this sounds like the Warriors all over again. Guru projecting the Giants to win a World Series after one acquisition, not logical. No, Austin, I'm not saying win it all, but now when I hear that, it's feasible. And, Stein, let me just give you my excitement level, an example of what happened last night. So Ohtani finally gets back on the bump, and he's already blockbuster. And I'm thinking to myself, normally I would turn the TV off when the game's over and then go back to watching Giant baseball thinking about the game tonight. And as great as Ohtani was back on the bump, giving up two hits, I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, Devers is going to make his debut for the Giants. So, you know what I mean? Like, they got a star. A star is born. He's already been born, but now he's yours, and he debuts tonight. So, obviously, you want the dividends and the return, on the field and getting wins. But right now, Stoney, I think something would really have to go wrong for this offense not to take off.
I mean,
you would hope.
We'll see what one bat can do and whether it's more than one bat, and the bat that is Devers can help those around him because this team's got to be more offensive minded. It's why they got Devers in the first place. The Brittany Giroli of The Athletic is a sports writer who covers a lot of Boston sports, and she wrote something in The Athletic today that to me was kind of a must read. And what she did was she contacted a lot of executives and a lot of scouts and just assembled essentially a story where baseball people were talking about the move. And there was a lot of positive feedback on what the Giants did, but there was some concern. And let me just read this to you, Guru. This is from her, and she writes, "While some in the industry applauded Giants president of baseball operations Buster Posey's aggressiveness, others pointed out several contracts, including Devers, Matt Chapman, and Willie Adames, that may not age well for San Francisco. So the concern would be you have three guys under contract for very long periods of time. They're all going to be getting up there, and the question becomes, how much value will those contracts hold over the course of, you know, 5-6 years for Chapman, 7 years for Adames, or 8 years for Devers? That's what some general managers and scouts and executives see as a possible concern for the Giants.
Yeah, no, I'm not mad at that, but I'll say this, Donnie, and I don't want to sound like a fan simpleton, but the bottom line is it's not the fans' money. And I believe Farhan would have been one of those guys to where the analytics would have scared him off to where what you just talked about, the aging process of these contracts. But at the end of the day, decisions need to be rendered, and the Giants feel like Adames was worth it, Chappie, and obviously Devers. So from that vantage point, it's exciting as we get down the road. But you got to live, right, Stoney? And as a fan, don't you like your team going all in? And we'll cross those bridges when we do. if you know, they were to age bad or guys were to fall off. But in the meantime, you know, what if you get a ring this year? And I'm not saying they are, but you've put yourself in a position to be a player now.
Yeah, I mean, you, again, I don't know of one Giants fan out there that looks at this deal and doesn't like it.
Think about that. In this era, you're right.
They gave up a pitcher who, you know, had made 39 appearances for them in Harrison. They gave away Jordan Hicks, who, you know, started out pretty well when he got here. But by and large, they put a big bat in the middle of their lineup. And if you look at the rest of the team around him, it hasn't changed drastically at this point. So it's tough to say, or it's tough to not like this trade right here, right now.
Yeah.
Like all trades, we're going to have to see how it plays out. On paper, you would think the Giants would be better. You kind of never know if that's going to work or not. They got to stay healthy. But, yeah, the Giants have gone from a team where you kind of wondered who was playing day in and day out to a team that, at least with these three guys, Adamas, Devers, and Chapman, you figure they're going to be Giants for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And that's an unbelievable change that Buster Posey's got to get credit for if that's the direction that everybody wanted him to go in.
And you know what? You're on fire, and I'll say this to that. The last time I felt this way about the Giants, Donnie, you know, the guys were homegrown, but it was Belt, it was Crawford, and it was Posey. You know, so now you – obviously they're not homegrown, but the bottom line is now you got three guys that are your infrastructure, and hopefully it resonates on the field.
Yeah, if you were a Giants fan, you know, before this trade, and you were liking what you saw, particularly starting with the halfway point of the Padres series a couple weeks ago, and you were already feeling pretty good about this team, and now you got Devers. What can somebody explain to me what the difference is in the excitement level? Do you view Devers as a guy who you could get into the postseason without him, but now you got a really great shot if you get in, as opposed to a puncher's chance? I mean, is that what we're talking about right now? Or are we talking about, no, for the second half of the season, the goal would be to win the division, something we haven't done since 2021. I'm just kind of interested in how Giants fans are processing this move, knowing that we were all feeling pretty good about this team before the trade, albeit we knew they needed help offensively.
No, I love it. It just felt like, you know, what am I looking for, Stani? Open heart surgery or root canal in regard to the Giant offense. And we kind of said, oh, it's just a blip in the radar. But I go back to those 16 games where they averaged two or three runs. That's a kind of a large sample size. Like that kind of, we understood that's just who they are. They're not going to come out here and for whatever reason offensively make up if a pitcher's slipping or have an off night and gives up four or five runs. Now on paper, I feel like this is what McCaffrey was to the Niner offense. Yeah, they got to a Super Bowl with Jimmy and the others, but when you got McCaffrey, I was in here at some junctures, I was wrong. This looks like the 94 offense, but that was fun because you saw the change. And I just feel like with this guy in the lineup, I don't think you should be suspended as a fan for having any take if you think or expect, okay, we should be able to get to five runs nightly. Now, I know that's kind of unrealistic, but damn, Stani, this dude can hit. This dude's won a ring. This dude, you know what I'm saying? Batting tight. Like, come on now.
This from the 480. We don't have to be perfect anymore.
And wow.
There should be one less one-run games with Devers. Yeah. That may be some of the fallout of it, too. No doubt about it.
The margin of error, I feel like, has gotten wider, Stani, for the pitcher.
Right.
You would think.
Let's go to Drew. Drew's in Sunnyvale. Hey, Drew, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, yeah. So, I wanted to talk about Rafi Devers, and a lot of people have said that, oh, he's going to bring a power punch to Oracle Park, and like, how will Devers adjust to the park?
Yes.
Like, Rafi Devers is not just a power hitter. Rather, he is a hitter who hits, who can also hit with power. Yeah. And I think Zach Manassian, GM of the Giants, he was on Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And he didn't say this on Willard and Dibbs, but he called Rafi Devers a hitting savant. So more so than seeing balls going into McCovey Cove, look for a lot of oppo tacos with Rafi Devers. He knows how to hit the ball all over the field. And I think that dynamic is why Buster went out and got him. And I think that's why he'll fit well in Oracle Park. Just by watching him, that's my take on it.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah, Zach Manassian was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, the Giants GM. And the first thing he was asked was, getting this move okayed by ownership. They had to take on a lot of money.
This is my seventh year at the Giants. They've just been so supportive from the first day I walked into this building. And for Buster and I to be able to sit with Greg Johnson and our conversations with the rest of the ownership group over time, he was extremely supportive. And, these types of deals, they don't happen without an ownership group that's invested, that's committed, that's supportive. So it probably goes without saying, but none of this happens without Greg and the rest of the ownership group support. So we're certainly appreciative of that.
Zach Manassian on with Willard and Dibbs. Yesterday's the Giants general manager. And, it was easy to say that when the Giants were striking out with Judge or with Harper or with Stanton, or any of those guys, it was kind of easy to say, sure, they said they were going to spend the money, but they've never been able to close. In a way, that's what they did here. I mean, they made a trade, but they're assuming a ton of salary. And so the Giants ownership, at the very least, with the acquisitions of Adames and with Devers, they don't have a spending problem. Is it obvious, or is it fair to just say, the Giants are absolutely willing to spend money? It's just a matter of them getting to agree on where the money goes.
Yeah, and that's what's exciting. And maybe that's why I'm super duper excited just for the Bay and Giant fans too, Steiny, as I was a part, as a radio station, we all were, of thinking, that bopper, the names you mentioned. I mean, it's going on like four or five guys we could name where you thought there was a courtship or a flirtation, but now you go ahead and make this happen from an ownership standpoint. No matter what transpires on the field, now it's up to the players, because when the dust settles, and let's just say, Stoney, I'm not being proactive here. I'm being negative a little bit, but if they don't get the results on the field, it's damn sure not because the ownership was tight with the wallet. You just said it, like, good gosh. And in what, 5-6 weeks, Buster Posey and the Giants and Manassian, they might be able to add something else. Who knows? That's what's so crazy. But like, who knows where it stops in regard to adding?
Right.
That's all.
And now they got 5 or 6 weeks to take a look at this team, see how it performs, and maybe get another assessment of it before the trade deadline, which is coming up at the end of July.
Do you have a problem real quick with me? I'm trying to be fair here. I don't want Devers to get off to the Adamas start. Like, I would hope, obviously, duh, every fan and manager and teammate of his, you know, Steiny, can he get off to a quick start? You know what I mean? Because Adamas, you know, we're going through it and he's kind of showing signs of getting out of it. But if he could hit the ground running, that would be a lot better than, oh boy, maybe there is a problem with the park.
Yeah, I mean,
for him.
I mean, when you trade for a guy who's got 8.5 more years left on his deal, you're obviously more than willing to live with some fits and starts. Right. And yeah, I'm sure the Giants would love to have Devers come in here and spearhead a 10 wins in 12 games right after he gets here. But I mean, clearly this trade was made because they feel like over the length of the contract, this guy's going to put numbers up,
yeah,
and this guy's going to be a big part of winning ideally. Now, what do you think about this? This is from Brittany Giroli's story in The Athletic, and this is according to an American League executive, and she asked him about what the Giants did. And listen to this quote. He says, "Hey, since we can't get a good deal on a free agent, let's get a questionable one so that we have one. That logic is suspect to me. The Red Sox unloaded an arguably underwater contract of a disgruntled DH for a whole lot of value. They did good, really good. I'm not happy." And that's an AL executive who's saying that the way he looks at it from the Boston point of view, they did make a pretty good trade, and that what the Giants did was essentially, because they can't sign big hitting free agents, then they went the trade route to get one, but the one they got, they may find out isn't the one that they really, really wanted, like the ones they went after in free agents.
You know what? I'll say this to that, Steiny. It sounds like sour grapes, because Rafael Devers is already proven. He's one of the best hitters in the game. Again, he's a champion. We talked about his spray chart. We just took a call where you talked about he's just not a one-trick pony. And I want to be careful here, but if she's talking about the haul, then maybe Harrison is going to be better than we've ever seen him in a Giant uniform, and Hicks and James Tibbs and Bello. Maybe those guys are future stars, but on paper. And I know the Red Sox won 2-0 yesterday, Steiny, or won a game in Seattle. The bottom line is you feel the brunt of not having Devers automatically. And again, they won a game last night, but I would love to understand or get to see what math she's using to come out with that answer. Because the Giants got the talent. I think they won that part of the deal by far. So, again, if Harrison and Hicks are – going to do a metamorphosis and a 180 in regard to what they are, and who's the guy that we talked about that was in the Beltran trade that we talked about all last
Zach
week?
Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler, then okay. But, I mean, this dude's a stud. So I don't get that.
888-957-9570 is the number. Who's going out to that game tonight? And anybody going out just because – Devers is expected to make his debut. I mean, how much excitement has this guy created for you guys out there who are Giants fans? Don't forget, coming up at 11 o'clock, Scott Osler of the San Francisco Chronicle. He wrote a good story on Devers, the acquisition, and whether it's going to be a miracle or a mirage. We'll talk to him at 11. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Are you traveling in 2025? Start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport with the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area. It's got easy parking, live performances, and tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.